UFC informed site holders of their status for the new 3-year contract period this week. You can view the list of companies at diamonds.net/siteholders. We thank those companies who have confirmed their status so far. With Christmas gifting this weekend, that last-minute push is keeping retailers busy after 2 weeks of weak spending. In-store sales are showing improvement, but we'll know more about that next week. Gallup shows the daily spending is running about $80 per person. That's down $5 from last year. But if we hold to last year's figures, expect consumers to spend $100 per day just before Christmas Eve. Meanwhile, online spending is on target as ComScore shows a 15% increase. There were a number of days after Cyber Monday that experienced sales of more than $1 billion. This past week, the strongest 7-day cycle on record, $6.3 billion. I'll return with what's hot for internet jewelry right after this message.
Rappaport is the primary source of diamond prices and market information used by the diamond trade all over the world. To get the Rappaport price list, please visit our website, www.rappaport.com, or email pricelist@rappaport.com.
Since this is an internet broadcast and by no means will the sample be comprehensive, let's cruise top-selling online jewelry as of December 21st from those retailers that enable such a feature. Most interesting is what's hot at Amazon this year as measured from hourly sample sales. Fine jewelry is not part of the equation, but it was in 2010. For top-selling rings now at Amazon, it's hard to find anything with real gemstones at only one item. In the top 20 is above $30. Now, on the other hand, Macy's shows a good mix of price points up to $4,000. The second best-selling item is diamond earrings, 2 total carat weight, 14 carat white gold, for just under $2,000, marked down from $6,000. Sears only shows a few of its top sellers, and again, no fine jewelry. On their list, price points are under $300, and you see simulants and lab-created gems. Top sellers at ShopNBC with very low price points. We see a lot of simulants and birthstones. Most of their top jewelry is in the form of rings, some earrings, and a scattering of pendants. Over at Saks, where one might expect more fine jewelry, the top-selling item is an oval ring by Yves Saint Laurent, but several top items are only CZs. A Burberry ladies' watch is selling well at $395, and price points for top bestsellers at Saks are pretty much under $400. HSN's top sellers, more simulants, and HSN shoppers seem to be buying up religious-themed jewelry pieces for Christmas. Most of the hot items at HSN are under $200. We'll review our brick-and-mortar retailers after Christmas to see what was hot in the stores this season. Precious metals had a tough week, with gold hitting a 6-month low, platinum fell back to where it was nearly 2 years ago, and silver is just below where it was at this point last year. Take a look at how metal prices performed this past week. To our Jewish viewers, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas to those celebrating this weekend. May both holidays bring memorable times to your family and communities.